This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Formidable combination is not what anybody would call the Congress of the United States right now, but to Washington we go anyway, and budget season. Various and competing proposals are making their way through the legislative sausage factory, but lost sometimes in discussions of congressional budgets is this. It's not binding. It's a political document, a statement of principles, if you will, especially one principle in particular this year. How to get around the across-the-board spending cuts that we have come to know and love as the sequester. Yes, it's still around. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has the story.
Hanging over all these budget proposals, and basically anything having to do with federal spending, is the Budget Control Act of 2011, also known as the sequester. The government has managed to live under the spending caps it set for itself, kind of. Each year, spending was higher than the cap.
Defense has sort of a safety valve. It has these war budgets, which are not capped in the same way.
That's Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. That safety valve he's describing is the Overseas Contingency Operations Fund. The OCO fund is for when America's at war, sort of like it is now with ISIS in Iraq and Syria, but it's being used to pay for other things, like non-deployed soldiers' paychecks and benefits, even though it's not supposed to.
And then the question becomes, how far can you stretch the definition of what is an overseas contingency operation?
Todd Harrison, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, says all of this misuse of the OCO fund shows that many members want to spend more on defense and discretionary spending.
What that tells us is that no one is completely happy with the budget caps, but no one is willing to strike the compromise that would be needed to raise the budget caps or eliminate them.
Or as Brookings' Mike O'Hanlon put it.
So the bottom line is that everyone is ignoring a law that they actually know they can't ignore.
So the dance around the Budget Control Act will continue for now. Think of it as a lasting reminder of 2011, when the Tea Party was at the peak of its power and the deficit was at $1 trillion. Today, it's half that, but mostly thanks to increased tax revenue due to the recovery. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.